I heard a news report today that in a certain country, Christians were told that if they do not convert to another religion, they would be beheaded. It was an ominous report because I know there will be many of those Christians who will refuse and will be killed and will be beheaded. Why are people so stubborn in following Jesus? It's because they are his sheep. They are his followers. They know him. They know his voice. They're not going to follow another. Their testimony about him is more important than their life. Might be a good day today to pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who are facing this. It seems like something out of a dream or out of a history book, but it is happening today. Listen to what Jesus said about his sheep. It's found in John chapter 10. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door of the sheepfold, but comes up another way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they did not understand the things which he spoke unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and shall find pasture. The thief comes not, but for to steal, and to kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, who do not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep, and flees, and the wolf catches them, and scatters the sheep. The hired man flees, because he is a hireling, and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I received of my Father. You see, Jesus carried the cross up Golgotha's hill and gave up his life for us. We will give our lives for our testimony about him. That's the way it is with Christians. Sometimes I wonder if I am put into that situation. Can I do that? And always the Spirit of God says, I will be with you in all circumstance. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters across the world that are facing such mortal dangers for their testimony about Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray for my brothers and sisters, wherever they are, that are facing such severe persecution. I pray that you would make them strong, make their testimony strong. And I pray, O Lord God, that somehow we will be able to help them. I don't know in what way, but I know that you are there with them to help them, to guide them. And I pray that your Spirit will be strong in them. In Jesus' name. Amen.